Chapter 2. Land Behind the Clouds. Jack felt the sharp bite of an icy wind. He looked out the window with the others. "Oh, man," he whispered. The treehouse was not in a tree, for there were no trees anywhere to be seen. Instead, it was sitting high on top of a steep snowdrift. Other drifts rose and fell across a vast, snowy plain. Beyond the plain were hills and mountains.
"The books were right," said Teddy, his teeth chattering. "'Tis bleak here indeed."
"No, 'tis lovely," said Kathleen. "'Tis the land where the northern seal people live."
"Cool," said Annie.
Jack dug his hands into his pockets. He agreed with Teddy. The land did seem bleak and freezing. "I wonder where Merlin's staff of strength is," he said, shivering.
"Let us begin our search," said Kathleen. "The message tells us we must travel toward the setting sun."
Kathleen climbed out of the treehouse window. She gathered her cloak around her and sat down on top of the snowdrift. Then she pushed off and slid down the steep slope.
"Oh, wow, wait for me," called Annie.
She climbed out the window and followed Kathleen. Whooping, she slid to the bottom of the snowdrift.
"Come on, you guys, it's fun," she shouted.
Jack and Teddy looked at each other.
"Shall we?"
said Teddy. Jack nodded. He pulled his scarf tighter around his neck and followed Teddy out of the window. Jack and Teddy sat down side by side. They pushed off and slid down the icy snowdrift. Jack couldn't help whooping, too. It was fun. At the bottom of the drift, Jack and Teddy scrambled to their feet. Jack brushed the snow off his clothes. He could see his breath in the frigid air.
"It's just a little chilly," said Annie, hugging herself.
Only Kathleen seemed not to mind the cold. She was smiling as she lay on the ground, gazing up at the sky.
"Her seal nature probably keeps her warm," Jack thought with envy.